You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A winter weather advisory has been issued, with snow starting early this evening and continuing into the night. We're looking at a decent chunk of accumulation possible, so have a plan to clear the snow and shovel in shifts. If you start sweating in freezing temperatures, take a break. Also, push the snow with a shovel rather than picking it up and tossing it. It's easier on your heart that's already working harder in the cold conditions. And don't overexert yourself. Ask for help if you need it. Local landscape and plow companies will clear your driveway for a charge. And better late than never, snowmobile trails are open up north. What seemed like forever, waiting for trails to open in the Northwoods after last winter dealt us with a snow drought. The entire 2024 season, snowmobile trails never saw enough snow for sleds to ride on. Locals were let down, tourists canceled trips, and businesses lost a lot of money. Hopes were higher for this winter, and now most of the Northwoods snowmobile trail systems are open, including Iron, Vilas, Forest, Langlade, Oneida, Lincoln, Price, and Taylor counties, as well as Sawyer, Washburn, and Burnett. Chippewa and Polk counties opened up yesterday, while Bayfield and Marathon counties have partial openings, with the Mountain Bay State Trail groomed and gates swung open all the way to Shawnee County. And today, Barron and Rusk County trails open up with several Clark County snowmobile trails as well. And remember, it's early season riding conditions, so ruts will be created quickly and speed is a factor. So reduce it, especially around turns. And with this thin base, there are some icy patches and very rough agricultural fields. And keep an eye out and yield to all groomers on the trails. And snowmobile trails are still closed at Neillsville Granton Trailbuster and Loyal Snow Angels south of Highway 98, as well as Greenwood and Clark County trails south of Highway 10 are all closed. Also, ATV and UTV use is not permitted at this time. And remember that if you ride off the trail, it's considered trespassing. A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers is once again being considered in the Wisconsin State Senate. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage, as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. There are only two states in the country where Medicaid hasn't been expanded to moms for a year: Wisconsin and Arkansas. State senators heard testimony on the issues from medical providers this week, and the proposal has wide bipartisan support in the legislature. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposes the bill, and because of that, he hasn't put it up for a vote in the Assembly. And it doesn't matter how much bipartisan support there is. If the Speaker doesn't allow a vote, the bill can't pass. And this election cycle's hottest contested race is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Now, the candidates have agreed to debate. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to a debate next month. The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The spring election is set for April 1st.
And while the state's highest court is supposed to be nonpartisan, its balance will be determined by this election. Currently, it leans left 4-3. Ann Walsh Bradley is considered a liberal justice, as is Crawford. Schimmel is considered conservative. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court election this April is on track to be the most expensive judicial campaign in state history. With less than 2 months to go until Election Day, Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel's campaigns have reported a combined nearly $13 million in fundraising. Judge Crawford's campaign reported a total of $7.7 million raised, and Judge Schimmel's campaign has reported about $5 million. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state and visiting Head Start child care providers. Melissa Kay has more.
On Wednesday, the governor visited locations in La Crosse, New Richmond, and Wisconsin Rapids. These visits highlight the Year of the Kid and the Evers administration's efforts to keep costs down for working families. Evers said Wisconsin's economy is strong because so many parents are able to stay in the workforce. Head Start programs are possible in part because of federal funds.
If Congress decides not to do Head Start, there's nothing we could do to kind of correct that mistake. That's a 60-year-old federal program. I just don't think the state could do any more than what I'm hoping they're going to do in this next legislative session.
The 2025-27 executive budget will include ongoing funding to make the Child Care Counts program permanent. This includes investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, and investing in employer-sponsored child care. The lack of federal funding would have disastrous consequences for states and critical programs that support kids, families, and communities in Wisconsin.
It would be an unbelievable shame if the president decides, we're done with this. Moms and dads can take care of it. That would be horrible.
Governor Evers said Democratic legislators are in favor of funding child care, and he's hoping they can work in a bipartisan manner like they did with shared revenue and the Brewers Stadium.
We worked bipartisan in a bipartisan way. Hopefully child care counts will be one of those this time.
He said they just need a handful of people to understand how important child care is for our kids, our working families, and our economy.
The 2025-27 executive budget will be published in the upcoming days. The support for a statewide Office of Violence Prevention is gaining ground in Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has more.
Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Federal investments have historically been helpful in efforts to address the causes of violence before it happens. But with a recent Trump administration-ordered spending freeze and rescinding federal grants, these efforts may be in jeopardy. Governor Tony Evers announced he is directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for programs like these.
And it's tax season, and tax scams are as predictable as taxes themselves. Here's Lisa Hale with what to look out for.
The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns of scammers posing as the Internal Revenue Service trying to trick people into paying up or sharing personal information. If you receive a call saying you owe back taxes and pressuring you to pay with a prepaid debit card or wire transfer, this is a scam. Scammers try to push you into action before you have time to think. The IRS will allow you to ask questions and appeal. The IRS will also always contact you first by mail, not by phone or email.
And it's a day to celebrate love. But with the winter weather advisory in effect tonight, you may want to rethink date night. Snow will hit hard this evening, with a hefty couple of inches already on the roads by the end of dinner, and gusty winds too. Visibility will be low and snow will blow and drift and recover some roads. If you must travel, don't be rushed and drive slow. Take turns, roundabouts, and ramps easy. And never use cruise control. You need to be able to feel what the car is doing and if the tires are gripping. Also, have a winter weather emergency kit in your car. I'd stock things like kitty litter, a shovel, extra gloves, hand warmers, chargers, battery bank, and a flashlight. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power fans have been on pins and needles since October 3rd. That's when season 2 ended, and with multiple cliffhangers. Rest easy, ringlets, because the news you've been waiting for has arrived. Variety reports that Amazon MGM Studios has given the green light for a season 3. The show will shoot in London and is currently in pre-production. When season 3 drops, it will be on Prime. Here's a quick Best Picture nominees rundown. Sean Baker's Anora is about a young exotic dancer who marries the son of a Russian billionaire after a week-long courtship. Things are going swimmingly until Anora's new husband finds out his rich parents are not happy with the marriage. Some mob goons show up and hold Anora hostage while her new husband shows a serious lack of bravery and runs away. The film has a few funny moments, but too much of it is spent with Anora being kept hostage until the marriage can be annulled. I might have enjoyed it more if it didn't come with Best Picture expectations. Go see for yourself, though. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year, at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more snow on the way. Snow will develop this afternoon, continue through tonight and much of the day tomorrow. 4 to 7 inches of accumulation possible by the time it all winds down late Saturday. Today, snow by afternoon up to 20. Tomorrow, snow ending 29. After that, really cold through most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below 0.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.